Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Let's talk now about the intersection of sports and politics. Always rich fodder for good conversation. This weekend's Final Four in Indianapolis should be all about Kentucky's quest for a perfect record, a national championship, and the three other teams trying to stop the Wildcats.
But instead, all that is being upstaged by politics in Indiana's new so-called religious freedom law, which critics say discriminates against gays, lesbians, and other groups. Connecticut Governor Daniel Malloy called the law disturbing and disgraceful and signed an executive order prohibiting state spending on travel to Indiana. There's talk of boycotting next year's Final Four women's basketball tournament there. And speaking on ESPN, NCAA President Mark Emmert questioned the organization's future in Indiana.
We hold lots and lots of events here. We're going to have our national convention here. Our offices are here. We have to say, all right, what are we going to do if this law goes into effect in July? And what's our relationship with the state of Indiana going to be?
Well, joining us now to talk about this and the rest of the week in sports is Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game. Hello, Bill.
Hi, Meghna.
And Bill, of course, not the first time that politics has interfered with sports, but what's your reaction to the message that the NCAA is sending here?
Well, my first reaction is that it's better that they say something rather than nothing. It's a start. What the NCAA has said so far is pretty tame compared to what an awful lot of other people have said so far. For example, the Human Rights Campaign condemns this legislation as, quote, a sweeping bill allowing individuals to use religion as an excuse to discriminate against LGBT people and other minorities. I don't think you get too much clearer than that. So I'm happy that Mr. Emmert has spoken out. I wish that he'd spoken out more strongly.
Now, Bill, it's interesting that Connecticut Governor Daniel Malloy is speaking out. I mean, UConn, of course, home to women's basketball powerhouse, the Huskies. And we're just talking about how the coaches are talking about boycotting next year's women's Final Four in Indiana. Do you think that they could actually pressure the NCAA to move the games elsewhere?
Sure. I think they could, absolutely. And I think part of the reason is that this is a, as The Nation magazine has demonstrated, this is a bipartisan objection. Mm-hmm. Even the Republicans in Indiana have been slapping their foreheads and saying to the governor, what have you done? So, yes, the answer to your question is I think pressure could be brought to bear. And ultimately, I think what will happen is probably cooler heads will prevail and people will realize this legislation is absurd and criminal. And anti-constitutional, and it will be, it'll disappear.
Well, let's shift gears and get back to pure sports, if you will, and look forward to next Monday when the professional baseball season begins, and the Boston Red Sox will be in Philadelphia to begin a brand new season. And to help us talk about that, let's welcome Glenn Stout. He's a writer, longtime editor of the Best American Sports Writing. He's a friend of Radio Boston's. And Glenn, good to have you back, and happy spring.
Happy spring. I can almost see it up here.
Yeah, almost. Right. So, Glenn, let's start with you and talk about this new Red Sox team. Lots of folks are saying they should have a lineup that will pack a lot of punch, but big questions about their pitching. What's your quick assessment of how this team looks for this coming season?
Well, my quick assessment is I think the Red Sox are like just about every other team in the American League East, is that they could win 70 games, they could win 90 games. You know, it's almost impossible to tell. There's been quite a bit of turnover. The best thing they have going for them, really, is the fact that there is no great team in the American League East. So the Red Sox have just as good a chance as anyone else to win. They can go from worst to first again. They could be worst again. But I don't think there's going to be this massive spread in the American League East, and there's still that wild card playoff position. So I expect the Red Sox, in one way or another, to be in the playoff hunt the entire season. Now, they might be in the playoff hunt with 80 wins, but they'll still be in the hunt.
All right, Bill. So I hear Glenn sort of damning the Red Sox
really
with
went
faint
out on
praise.
A limb there,
yeah, he
didn't
really damning with faint praise comes to mind. What do you think?
Well, I don't know who's going to pitch for this team.
That's the big question, isn't it? Right.
Well, it's like the good old days, isn't it? I mean, back in the day, the Red Sox had all the hitting in the world, great big lumbering hitters who could hit the ball a mile, and question marks on the pitching mound.
There's a
little bit of that that feeling of deja vu all over again.
Well, let me ask you about this. I mean, this is sort of a big existential question about this organization, because what do we make of this team? I mean, World Series victories in 2004, 07, 13, but but they've made the playoffs only once in the last 5 years, two last place finishes, and a team that seems to be in constant transition. What do you think, Glenn? I mean, is this a perennial contender, or is it a team in search of identity? I don't know. I'm confused.
With the money the Red Sox have, they're always a potential perennial contender because they can fix what's wrong in midseason when they choose to. But I think what they're kind of stuck in is this 4 or 5 year plan now, waiting for the next wave of great young players to come and really produce. And some of them are here. We had Xander Bogaerts come up last year. You're going to have Mookie Betts this year. But they really haven't come through in the way that everyone has hoped and expected they'd come through. And they haven't had any pitchers come through. So they're kind of waiting for the farm system to finally bear fruit. But, you know, time is starting to run out a little bit. And at a certain point, people will start to run out of patience, particularly if they have another disappointing year this year.
Mm. I can't believe what I'm hearing. This team has won the World Series a handful of times in your lifetime, fellas. There was a time when we couldn't say that. You know, this times are good.
Terrible thing.
Times are good if you consider the last 80 years.
Yeah, yes. Absolutely. You got to have a little perspective here.
So, Bill, you're a glasses half full guy.
No, I'm an entertainment guy. and this is one of the most entertaining baseball teams over the last few years that I've ever seen. You know, the season begins. You don't know. They might be first. They might be last. Fantastic. You know, who could ask for more?
And that's as far as we're going to go. They might be first. They might be last. The Boston Red Sox. Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game. Thank you, Bill.
Thank you, Anthony.
And Glenn Stout, sports writer and author of Fenway 1912. Glenn, always a pleasure to have you. Happy spring.
Thank you very much.
Well, when we come back, a new spin on 19 songs originally recorded by the great folk collector Alan Lomax. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.